to see what state it was in and where our maintenance priorities lay. Many of the houses have been sold off, of course, but the survey dragged on over the summer and into the autumn, and in the end, even I was dragged out of the office to try and get it finished before the winter set in. The survey wasn't popular amongst the staff, and it wasn't going down too well with the tenants either. Most of them saw it as the council snooping on them. It was a thankless job. Various members of staff took it in turns to go out and usually looked around as few houses as they could get away with. Once I had started to help out, I understood why. I remember walking up the front path to number 49 with the wind pulling at the papers on my clipboard and icy rain dashing against the back of my neck. I'd been sitting in my car, parked outside with the heater on for some time, and it made it feel even colder outside. If the doorbell worked, I couldn't hear it, but a figure at last appeared behind the frosted glass, and it was opened on a security chain. My notes told me that the tenant was a Mrs. Johansson. The woman was dressed from head to foot in grey. I can still remember her. She stared at me uncomprehending, as though visitors were not just infrequent, but completely unknown. "Good morning," I declared with the forced cheerfulness I had adopted for visits. "I'm from the council. You will have had a letter a few weeks ago to tell you that we're surveying..."